The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
It's time for The Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, The Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services.
Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900.
Hello there, folks. Hello and welcome to The Don Crow Show. Another Monday already. They come so quickly, don't they? Hey, I have a couple of job offers for you. UPI story, a couple of days ago. Internet provider offering a one-weekend dream job, that's what they call it, to someone willing to take a weekend vacation free from phones and computers. My producer looking excited already. SatelliteInternet.com says the Digital Detox Challenge is offering $1,000 to someone who's willing to spend a weekend at Joshua Tree National Park in Southern Cal, but they have to give up using any tech devices for two of the three days they're there. Company saying in true millennial style, you can pull out your tech on the last day to document and share your experience. Selected person who's going to be chosen on August 26th from applications on the firm's website. Again, that's SatelliteInternet.com will be put up in a retro Airbnb. Amenities include air conditioning, hot tub, pool, and running water. Instead of hunching over your tech devices all day, you can explore nearby hiking trails, take a dip in a pool, read a book, meditate, relax in the hammock, watch the stars. So there you go. That's one job offer. And the other one, if that doesn't interest you, company offering $5,000 spending money for what they call a shopping specialist. Savings finding website offering $5,000 in spending money to a shopping specialist, as they call them, charged with testing out coupon codes and cashback offers. RetailMeNot.com says the shopping specialist will be given $5,000 to spend over a course of a week at various retailers, plus funds for one meal a day in order to test out coupon codes, cashback offers, and promo codes on both online and in-store. The chosen applicant will be required to shop at a mix of at least five outlets a day. All the shopping experiences must be well-documented. Applications are being accepted through August the 9th. So, see, these are serious offers. The website for that one is retailmenot.com. All right, especially in light of the wake of just absolute, abject, horrific tragedy, figured we'd try to lighten it up a little bit as we start the afternoon, because we're going to be digging into the Holocaust of violence that seems to have been unleashed on our nation. Coming up first this hour, Tom Gilson, author and senior editor at The Stream, says the crowd's call to Ohio Governor Mike DeWine at what was supposed to be a prayer vigil this weekend in Dayton, the call was being shouted out, do something, do something. Apparently the point of nearly drowning the governor's remarks, and they had to kind of interrupt and ask folks to settle down. But Tom Gilson says it was apparently a call to do something about guns, and he argues that's not the something that would really count. He'll join me to talk about his take on it and his recommendation coming up in just a few minutes right here on the show. Later this hour, Dr. Jim Dennison of the Dennison Forum says, watching the national reaction to these tragedies, it seems that despair has captured our collective soul. And he adds that it's easy to wonder how the Christian message can possibly be relevant to the crisis of mass shootings. How can the gospel protect us from the next massacre? How can it make a difference in this epidemic? Interestingly, both Tom Gilson happens to be in Dayton, and will be talking to us from there. And Jim Dennison is a Dallas resident, so he's near El Paso. So they're giving their both very personal, unique perspectives, I should say, on what's happened again over this past weekend. That's coming up this hour. Next hour, Luann Sabatier from 21 Wilberforce is going to be joining me. We're going to take a few minutes to note the five-year anniversary of the Yazidi genocide. Now, these are Kurdish religious people. I think the only similarity to them being Christian is they are monotheistic. They believe in one God, as Christians do, but beyond that, there's no correlation. However, they are being innocently slaughtered and have been for the past several years by the ISIS forces in Iraq. So we're going to take a look at that as part of next hour. And certainly not least, but last in the show, 5:30, I'll be talking with Lisa Anderson, who is the director of Boundless and Young Adults at Focus on the Family. She's the remarkable lady who is heading up this ministry, and she's host of the national radio program and podcast, The Boundless Show, which is now airing. We're adding it to our broadcast family here. Sunday mornings, at 6:30 a.m., and then again Sunday evening at 6 p.m., you can hear The Boundless Show on 105.1 FM WAVA. And also, for many of you who also listen on Sirius XM, as I know many of you do, I certainly do when I'm in my car especially, 4 p.m. on Sundays at Sirius XM Channel 131 Family Talk Radio. So those are just some of the things that are coming up. And in the midst of it all, of course, we have kicked off a brand new campaign with Cross International, and our good friend, longtime friend, Tom Lewis will be in studio with me Wednesday and Thursday of this week to tell us more about that. But all these things going on, and I tell you what, folks, I'm stating the obvious. But these are momentous days. These are troubled days. This nation's always had times of great trouble. This is another one of them. I'm not saying it's the final one, but it's certainly another serious, very serious time in our nation. And the sad thing is, it's being so politicized. And stuff is being said about it and regarding it and relative to it that's totally unrelated to the real causal factors. I have my own thoughts on that we'll share as the afternoon proceeds. But I'll tell you what, I'll simply share with you what I shared with our congregation at Plymouth Haven Baptist Church yesterday. And that is, Scripture speaks to the fact that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. But the same Bible tells us that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. My personal view has long been we are gradually moving out from under, and have been for years, God's umbrella of divine protection. And so we have no right to expect him to intervene and protect us from such things until we, if you will, can I put it so plainly, get our act together, get back as a nation to where we belong, walking in the fear of God and in the principles of Scripture. But we'll talk about that more in depth with some great guests coming up this hour. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text OPEN to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text OPEN to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's OPEN to 350-350. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BOOST to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BOOST to 88988. That's B-O-O-S-T to 88988.
Hi, folks. Don Crow here for Cross International. Did you know that half of all the children in Haiti are currently growing up illiterate? And why? Because families earning less than $2 a day can't spare money to buy shoes, school books, or supplies. They need every penny for food, for survival. But you can help change the situation by joining WAVA and Cross International's Divine Shelter School Network to provide a full year's Christian scholarship and the gospel to one needy child for just $88. And by adding just $22 more to your scholarship, you'll feed that child for an entire year through the school's lunch program. Would you make a one-time gift of just $88 for a full year's scholarship, or a combined gift of $110 to both feed and educate a child in Haiti? You can do it right now by calling Cross International at 888-715-2525. That's 888-715-2525, or go online to WAVA.com.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
Don Crow Show on WAVA. I was at church when I heard about the shooting here in Dayton. I wept. We're not even over the Memorial Day tornado outbreak. Our pastor rewrote his sermon at the last moment, speaking from Psalm 40 on evil and God's justice and healing. Maybe it shouldn't make a difference, having it happen so close to home. El Paso's hurting too, I know. But this one was a punch in the gut. Those very moving words by my guest this hour from his stream.org column titled "Stunned and Hurting in Dayton Again." Tom Gilson, senior editor of The Stream, chief editor of True Reason Christian Responses to the Challenge of Atheism, author and host of Thinking Christian blog, much more to his credit. And he joins me now to talk about this horrific event. Tom, it's been a while since we've chatted, but thank you, my friend, for joining me.
Thanks for having me on the show. It's good to talk again, Don.
This latest event, horrific indeed, quite literally very close to home to you personally. What can you tell us about that part of it first?
Yeah, it feels so different. You hear about these things going on around the country and you go, that's awful. But when you know the shooter probably drove within a mile of your house to get to the shooting site, when you can walk to the restaurant he used to work at, when we were within 1,000 yards of his home when my wife and I were taking a hike on Saturday afternoon in a park near there, it just feels a whole lot worse. It's people, it's neighbors. Even though I don't know any of the victims, it's still neighbors. It still matters more somehow. It's very painful.
And you mentioned that, and I hadn't thought of this, it really has to have an impact on the news reporters, television, radio, and other media groups that have to cover these stories. But you mentioned that, I think you put it this way, local TV reporters are a mess.
Yeah, some of them were. And one of them said, this is hard to do while you're grieving. And some of them you could tell were grieving. Others were maintaining a more even keel. There's a mix, but it's going on. And of course, you know, these are people who lived in Dayton forever, and it's their town. It was pretty much downtown where this happened.
Talk about the prayer vigil. I mentioned that earlier in the show, setting up our visit here quickly, that it really was a prayer vigil, but someone apparently wanted to turn it into, I suppose, some challenge, political challenge for the governor. What happened there?
Yeah, it started off great. There was, a Jewish and then a Christian and then a Muslim clergy offering prayers. There were words of appreciation for first responders. Our mayor here spoke, and then Governor DeWine got up to say some words, and he was trying to get something through about the pain of some loss he'd experienced in his own life. And you couldn't hear it because people started chanting, do something, do something, do something. And apparently some people in the crowd were trying to calm others down, but it overcame DeWine's complete words. He just kept on going, but it was all do something, do something. And we know what they wanted, of course, which was they wanted him to do gun control, as if that would have been the answer.
And that's the default position for much of the country, at least those on one side of the political spectrum, if you will. Those on the left invariably go that direction and have again across the country this time. And in fact, I think you verified that in terms of your own telecasters, your own newscasters on TV, basically interpreting that's what was being said, right?
Yeah, that was their approach to it. And that's what you expect. And, you know, when the emotions are so raw, people are going to want something. And I get that. But I'm speaking as someone who's feeling the hurt right now. And what I'm feeling is annoyance at the simplistic answer that they think is going to be it. You know, gun control plus some psychological monitoring, and that'll solve it. No, it's far deeper than that. It has to do with the way we're building our communities now. It has to do with the way we're connecting with one another. It has most of all to do with how we're connecting or not with God. And gun control is just a gnat that I wish we could swat so we could work on the real problem.
Well, let's talk about what is the real problem, because you identify it, I think, in your column. We don't need gun control. We sure do need something else. And I couldn't agree with you more. And I have been saying the same for years. In fact, just at the outset of this hour, I said our real problem is a God problem. And we as a nation are paying a dear price for it. But talk about your own response to what we really need in this country and kind of flesh that out, if you would, from your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is a problem of hate. And one of the speakers said we have to disempower hate. But you don't just go after hate by saying, let's take your power away. You have to put something in its place, which is the real thing, which is love, not tolerance, but love. Love like God loves. Love that can unite people who disagree, who can get people to get along, who otherwise wouldn't get along. Love that's supernatural. We used to have, that wasn't everybody, that wasn't everything in the United States, but it used to be more of us. And people would get along. in spite of their differences, because they knew something about caring for one another no matter what, because we're neighbors. We've even lost the sense that we're neighbors. It's all this intersectionality that says we're different. You know, it magnifies our differences. And we've got to be, we've got to return to love the way God meant it, which has to happen the way God means it to happen through Jesus Christ.
Which puts the onus, the burden, if you will, more than anywhere, not on the politician or more laws or even the president. It really, in my view, puts the burden on the church to do its job of sharing the gospel. What do you think?
I think so. And I think that the church has gotten cowed. We're diving into our own bunker, so to speak, because the world is telling us that if we try to speak the truth in love, it's impossible. We've got to recover the confidence that if we speak the truth, we can speak it in love, in real love. And we've lost that.
And we have to accept the fact that even when we speak this way, there are those same folks, usually the same ones on the left side of the aisle, who will mock our efforts in this regard. And as a matter of fact, in recent times, there have been a couple of high-profile politicians who, when these events have happened and there have been calls to prayer, they've mocked that, you know, and said, we don't need prayer, we need laws. We need more, for example, more gun control. And this increasingly
right.
cynical and secularized culture simply means we have to understand that's the kind of pushback we're going to get, but prayer still works.
It has to. If it doesn't work, then God isn't true. I'm committed to the fact that God is for real, that God still answers prayer. I'm not saying I figured out how he's doing it, because this is kind of confusing from where I sit. I trust that he knows what he's doing. Speaking of politicians, to his credit, Tim Ryan, Democratic presidential candidate, spoke and did not make it political. I was so grateful for that.
And at some point, I don't know how we get it done, but at some point, the media has such power over a good portion of the people's thinking, and we really need some responsibility as opposed to this, as we've already said, this default position to which they run quickly. Talk for a moment about what you've just basically said, that gun control is ludicrous on its face because of why? Why is it really not the answer?
Well, we know empirically it's not the answer. We know that where there is the most gun control, we have the most gun violence. You can look at cities like Chicago. And that's example number one. We look at the rate of gun ownership and the rate of violence in the United States. There's no correlation. It's not that more guns equals more violence. There just isn't any scientific reason, any sociological reason to believe that gun control would solve the problem. And the data keeps adding up. It's theoretically, to me, it makes no sense. But for those who disagree with that, it seems like the data ought to be somewhat more convincing than it is.
And I'd say bottom line, I know you would be able to speak to this as well. These young people, most of them quite young in their 20s or whatever, who perpetrate these horrific events, that doesn't happen in a vacuum. In some cases, those have been bubbling under the surface for years, which goes back perhaps to failure to deal with those psychological and other emotional issues early on, and also the fact that I think many of them, when you trace their upbringing, they are fatherless in terms, either in fact or in terms of any influence of a godly or a good father. So is there something mm-hmm. there?
Right. There's a lot we don't know yet about the local shooter here, Connor Betts, but he was suspended twice from high school for making rape lists and hit lists or kill lists. You know, that's enough. There's a lot we don't know, but we know that, and that's plenty. Somebody should have seen that and done more than just suspended him from high school. He should not. This is where gun control makes sense. He should not have been allowed to own a firearm.
Well, there's a lot more to be said, and that will be said, Tom, but I think you and I both agree the real focus ought to be on the healing that the Lord Jesus can bring, that the gospel can bring, And I say this can be the church's and the Christian's finest hour if we're not intimidated and just in love stay with the truth.
Right. And the way I close my article here, I was talking about that we need Jesus. And I said, that's not a political answer. Generally, I'm okay talking about politics right now, though. I'm sorry. I'm not in the mood for that. We need Jesus. God help us all.
Couldn't be better said. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for talking with us, Tom.
Oh, you're welcome.
Again, if you want to check Tom's work out on a regular basis, he is a senior editor at The Stream at stream.org, and you can check him out there and his colleagues as well. Stunned and Hurting in Dayton, again, is the column at stream.org.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Actress Isabella Moner brings Dora the Explorer to the big screen and loves her optimism.
Seeing her eternal joy for everything, even if she's getting attacked by an animal or something, she's like, all right, let's work this through and find out how we're going to get out of the situation. And so I used that optimism and I just kind of amped it up a little bit more to make it more of a contrast between her and the kids that she goes to school with.
Dora and the Lost City of Gold, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungo.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
It's easy to blame a child for poor grades in school, but Carol Barnier has a different approach on Focus on the Family Minute.
There's a philosophy I created a long time ago that served us very well, and I call it being the keeper of the keys. And that is where a parent will say to their child, if you tried to understand this and you really didn't understand it, that means it was presented to you with the wrong key to unlock that information. Huh. That's not your fault. If you truly tried and you didn't get it, there is no shame in not understanding it. My job is to go find another key, to find a different way to approach this so we can find out which way will unlock this information for you, given how you learn. And any parent can say that to any child. You don't have to have the answer, but you do have to have a willingness to go find the answer.
Most kids need help with their education, and their success depends on you. Discover how you can become your child's best advocate at FamilyMinute.org.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, what are those things on your legs? I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
Good afternoon. This report is sponsored by True Car. 395 northbound has a vehicle turned over, and that's going to be on the ramp on the northbound side to Glebe Road. Now, that ramp is closed. You want to exercise some caution there. Also, southbound over on 395 is also stop and go paints between King Street approaching Edsel Road. Southeast Southwest Freeway also pretty heavy delays east and west between the 3rd Street Tunnel and the 14th Street Bridge.
Looking to buy a car? With True Price from True Car, you can know the exact price you'll pay for the car you want and see what other people paid for it, too. Visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Thunderstorm at some areas this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight. Humid, low 74, hot and humid tomorrow, partly sunny, with the thunderstorm around late in the afternoon and early in the evening. High tomorrow 91, warm but sticky tomorrow night, low 75. Hot, very humid on Wednesday, some sun followed by clouds, then a shower and heavy thunderstorm, high 91. The AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty. where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. The Don Crow Show on WAVA, as I mentioned briefly earlier in the hour, in his column at denisonforum.org titled Two Mass Shootings in 2 Days, God's Question for His People Today, my guest said, watching the national reaction to these tragedies, it seems that despair has captured our collective soul. And he added that it's easy to wonder how the Christian message can possibly be relevant to the crisis of mass shootings. How can the gospel protect us from the next massacre? How can it make a difference in this epidemic? Dr. Jim Denison is co-founder and the CEO of Denison Forum, author of a number of books, also has taught on philosophy of religion and apologetics at several seminaries and much more. He's also, by the way, a senior fellow with 21 Wilberforce and serves as senior fellow for global studies at Dallas Baptist University's Institute for Global Engagement. Dr. Denison, it's been a while since we've chatted, but thank you for taking time to talk with me today about this.
Don, so glad to be with you today. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Good. We're all very heavy-hearted over this matter, but as I just spoke with Tom Gilson of The Stream, and he and I spoke from Dayton, Ohio, is where he is, just a few minutes ago. You and your family live in Dallas. You are very near the El Paso tragedy, so it's been pretty up close and personal for you as well. What can you tell us from that perspective?
Yeah, thank you for asking. It really has. From the time this first became noted in the news Saturday morning, my wife and I really have felt like we've been in grief over these last several days on a very personal level. I've been to El Paso any number of times over the years. I've been to the very place where this shooting occurred. It's a very common place for people from Mexico to come over to buy things, to bring back to the border to their families in Mexico. It's a very well-known kind of establishment, just a terrific place for families, and a place you would think would be one of the safest places in the world to go and buy school supplies for your kids, just to be there with your family. And the shooter is from a community that's 20 minutes north of where I live in Dallas. I've been up to Allen any number of times. I haven't been in a specific neighborhood, but I've been in the area a great deal. He graduated from Plano High School, which is 15 minutes from my house. And so really the proximity of this and having been where the shooting occurred so often really makes this especially personal for me and especially hard.
And you say as well, among many other things in your column that's so worth considering, we are afraid now that no place in America is safe. And you can use all the metal detectors or security guards you want, but you never know where it's going to break out next. How do you explain this eruption, unpredictable and random as it seems?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I'm actually working on that for my article for tomorrow. There's an ideology behind this, something called the Great Replacement. It was actually accessed in the manifesto that this particular shooter put online, apparently just shortly before he carried out the massacre this past Saturday. It's the same language that's been used in a variety of other mass shootings in recent years. It was used by those that attacked mosques at Christchurch in New Zealand, those that have attacked Jews in the past, as well as people of other racial minorities and so forth. And the basic idea is that there's this replacement going on in culture where white Europeans are being reverse colonized by black and brown immigrants, and that what's necessary now is to attack the so-called immigrants to try to force them back into their previous demographics or where they came from or all that's inside all of that, and be able to kind of preserve, as it were, the demographic or the culture that these people believe is being invaded. So they absolutely are part of a narrative, a tragic, horrific, ungodly narrative that sees immigrants as a threat to our way of life and to our culture. And they're accessing this ideology, and that's a lot of what's behind these shootings that we're seeing.
And is there a great danger that it's infecting the body politic and even a major party in this country, which seems to be, at least some among it, seem to be embracing this narrative?
That's the narrative that we have to be so careful about as Christians. We're all immigrants in this world. Scripture calls us sojourners and exiles. The Bible requires us to care about others as God cares about us. You shall not wrong a sojourner or oppress him, as Exodus 22 says. Leviticus 19 says, you shall treat the stranger who sojourns with you as the native among you, and you should love him as yourself. Jesus says the way you treat the stranger is the way you treat Jesus. I'm aware that there's an issue with illegal immigration, of course, but when we're talking about legal immigrants, or in the case of those that were in El Paso, Mexican citizens legally coming across the border to buy school supplies, to bring legally back across the border, we're not talking about illegal immigrants. We're talking about a racist kind of demographic anger at a whole class of people that Jesus died for and that God loves. Christians have to stand against this and stand for the universal love of God in all that we say and do.
I'm so glad you said that last bit as you did, because I was going to ask you about those in the evangelical community, even in the faith community, who are trying to justify this massive influx of illegal immigrants and really condemn those who say, look, this is not good for our country, and this is not a just and right thing to do, to not have laws in place that are obeyed. So that's really what you're saying. You're making a distinction, although in both cases, I'm sure you'd agree, they both deserve our compassion, but they must be dealt with differently.
That's right. There are really two issues, as you know, Don, that we're dealing with as evangelicals today. On one side, Scripture tells us that borders are to be defended and to be protected, and that the laws of the land must be protected. And Romans 13 makes clear that we are to submit to the authority of the land. On the other side, as we've been discussing, we're to care for immigrants and sojourners because we are immigrants and sojourners ourselves. Well, there's not really in Scripture the issue of illegal immigration per se. You don't really find the concept that we have today of borders such as we know them and illegal immigrants. And so what we're trying to do is balance both biblical sides of upholding the law on the one side, but caring about the individual as well. I happen to be personally acquainted with a number of attorneys and ministers in Dallas that are reaching out to so-called illegal immigrants from Central America, and the stories that they're fleeing from are absolutely horrific. The gang violence, the mass rapes, the murders, the horrific oppression that they're running from, it makes me understand, even though they are coming illegally into our country and we have to uphold the law, we have to see these individuals as people Jesus died for and try to respond to them with as much grace and mercy as we can, while at the same time holding the law of the land. It's a tough balance, isn't it?
Well said. Well said. We'll come back with more. If you're just joining me, Dr. Jim Dennison, well worth going to his forum. It's DennisonForum.org on the web. D-E-N-I-S-O-N, DennisonForum.org. And he brings rich experience to it. He's a senior fellow with 21 Wilberforce, serves as senior fellow for global studies at Dallas Baptist University's Institute for Global Engagement. And as a matter of fact, prior to launching the forum back in 2009, he pastored churches in Texas and Georgia as well. So he speaks with a wealth of experience, and I'm glad we could talk with him. We're going to come back and continue in a moment. Stay with us.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Heavy selling on Wall Street today, a reaction to a slide in China's currency as the trade dispute between Washington and Beijing intensifies. All the major indexes slid at least 2.9%. The Dow Industrials dropped 767 points. The Nasdaq Composite skidded 278, or 3.5%, and the S&P 500 lost 87 points. Market watcher Hugh Johnson at Hugh Johnson Advisors says investors are sensing that this trade war won't get settled anytime soon.
It carries negative implications for the U.S. economy and earnings, and that's what's dear to investors.
Big banks aren't happy about this, but the Federal Reserve plans to develop a faster payment system for banks to exchange money, providing a public option to another real-time network built by the big banks. The Fed says the new system, which won't be ready for about 4 years, would allow bill payments, paychecks, and other common consumer or business transfers to be available instantly and around the clock. Again, the Dow down 767 points today. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BOOST to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BOOST to 88988. That's B-O-O-S-T to 88988.
With 4,500 buyers in our database, we'll sell your home in 58 days or we'll buy it. Call Chris Craddock at the Redux Group, 703-429-9778 or chriscraddock.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse.
The Word of God audio Bible is a radio drama of the New Testament, word for word from Scripture, voiced by some of Hollywood's biggest names. Own this 22-hour audio New Testament. Log on to wordofgodaudiobible.com. And for a limited time, you can download the audio Gospel of Mark free. Visit wordofgodaudiobible.com.
Two mass shootings in 2 days. God's question for his people today. We're going to get to that question in a moment. Talking with Dr. Jim Dennison. He's the author of a column by that title at DennisonForum.org. And we are talking about, again, another, well, sadly, it's like we almost say, where next now? It used to be, is this ever going to happen again? Well, now it's, where's it going to happen next? And in the midst of that, Jim, you talk about it. You said on a morning like this, it's easy to wonder how the Christian message can possibly be relevant to the crisis of mass shootings. How can the gospel protect us from the next massacre? How can it make a difference in this epidemic? How do you elaborate on that?
Yeah, thanks for asking me very much. I found a fascinating article in the Los Angeles Times. It's an op-ed published by two university professors who run what they call the Violence Project, a nonpartisan think tank that looks for ways to reduce violence in society. They've been studying mass shootings since 1966. And they've discovered four commonalities among the perpetrators to which I think the gospel speaks directly. First, the vast majority experienced early childhood trauma and exposure to violence at a young age. Well, Jesus is the great physician. He can heal trauma. He can heal those that have been dealing with trauma even at a young age, at an early age. He can heal bodies and souls and minds and spirits, and he can redeem anything that somebody goes through. Number two, nearly every mass shooter reached an identifiable crisis point in the weeks or months leading up to the shooting. That's where the body of Christ comes in. If we see somebody at a crisis point, somebody with whom we're related or that we have a relationship with, that we see going through some tragedy or some crisis, we can step in and be the hands and the feet and the body of Christ in their lives. Third, most of the shooters studied the actions of other shooters and sought validation for their motives. Well, that's where we need to be communicating God's word out in the social media and the media of the day and giving people access to biblical truth and to love and the grace that Jesus offers. And then fourth, they had the means to carry out their plans by obtaining weapons, whether legally, illegally, or from family members. And so the gospel speaks into the heart of the very people that, according to these profiles, are most likely to be the next shooters. I don't know what was done to try to share the gospel with a young man in Allen or the individual up in Dayton, but I do know that it's critical that Christians be the salt and the light God's calling us to be today, because we don't know where the next shooter's coming from. What we do know is they need and deserve to hear the good news of God's love, and they need to see his love in action in the body of Christ.
I've often said in times past, with the ongoing and growing battle with radical Islam, there again, the real only answer, and God is proving it around the world, as I'm sure you're aware, the only real answer to the hatred and the evil forces that drive the radicalization of that religion is the gospel, because we're hearing testimonies all the time of Jesus coming into the lives of some of the worst of these perpetrators and totally changing their lives, even out of ISIS and other places. So I hear you saying this is the same power the gospel can have in these cases.
That's exactly right. I've been in Bangladesh and met people who were moving into what they knew now would be a life of terrorism, a life of Islamic extremism, and they had visions and dreams of Jesus. They had remarkable, miraculous experiences with the Lord. I've met former Muslims in the States that have had the same kind of visions and dreams, and if our listeners right now went online and Googled Muslim dreams of Jesus, Muslim visions of Jesus, they'd see remarkable stories. More Muslims have come to Christ in the last 15 years than the previous 15 centuries. What Jesus did with the life of Saul of Tarsus and what he's doing with Muslim extremists, he can do it in any heart and any life, even those that right now are moving on a trajectory toward mass violence. And that's why the gospel is the only answer that can change the hearts and the lives of those who so desperately need to hear God's word today.
I want to come back to that in a moment. The darker the night, the more crucial our light. That's a point that Dr. James Dennison is making in his column. Stay with us. We have more.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text OPEN to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text OPEN to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's OPEN to 350-350.
Excuse me.
Yes.
In case you haven't noticed, advertising has changed over the years.
What?
Now, there's digital. You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, do they find your business or the competition? Is your business's contact information accurate and everywhere it should be on the web? How about the right tools to turn visitors into leads? Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
It's time. You've been talking about going to Israel for so many years. Do it now. Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Mount of Olives, Gethsemane, and the Garden Tomb. This is simply a fraction of the many places we visit, not even mention the spiritual impact it will have on your life. Do it now. Visit and experience Israel with WAVA. Give me, Dennis Williams, a call. I'd love to tell you more. 703-807-2211 or WAVA.com, keyword Israel.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of life-changing talk radio. Come join us for New Life.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? The vast majority of the population is on social media, shopping. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com.
A few more minutes of conversation with Dr. Jim Dennison of the Dennison Forum. Two mass shootings in 2 days, God's question for his people today. In a moment, we'll get to that question that he poses, or I believe that indeed God poses to us. But he talks about the darker the night, the more crucial our light, and the greater the threat of violence, the more urgent our message. So, Jim, if you would kind of flesh these things out as to what you really are saying in the bottom line in this column.
Yeah, thank you for giving me that privilege. I'm so happy to do this with you. When in our culture, it seems that there's so much resistance to our message, when it seems that we're in such a post-Christian or even anti-Christian world, we need to turn that around. Christians need to see that the more the opposition, the more the person opposing us needs to hear the good news of God's love. The more people reject prayers during crisis, for instance, the more they need to be prayed for. It's just like the sicker the person is, the more they need a doctor. The more a person's marriage is in difficulty, the more they need a counselor. So when the culture looks like they're rejecting our message, that's when Christians need to be even more evangelistic. We need to be even stronger and bolder and more gracious and more compassionate, because as we all know, the darker the room is, the more obvious the light, and the more powerful, and the more necessary.
And would you agree that we Christians need to develop a thicker skin and not take it so personally? Jesus said, if they hear my words, they'll hear yours. But if they reject me and my words, they're going to do the same to you. If they love me, they'll love you. If they hate me, welcome to the club, right?
That's exactly right. I used to have a youth minister that said, if you and the devil aren't going against each other, you're going with each other. There's a sense in which if we're being persecuted for righteousness' sake, it's because we're doing what Jesus called us to do. And so let's be encouraged by the need for the gospel today. Let's be encouraged by the rejection and the resistance of the gospel, because that just shows that that's where we most need to be speaking biblical truth into the crisis and the tragedies and the pain and the grief of days like today.
In this final moment, what is the question that you pose at the very end of the article that I agree with you, I believe God is asking of his people?
I was preparing the article this morning so I could go out around 6 o'clock, and I just heard the Lord asking in the words of Isaiah when he spoke to Isaiah, whom shall I send and who will go for us? I'm convinced that's what he's asking us to answer as we speak his word to a broken culture today.
And I know we put a lot of emphasis on the blowback, the pushback, the resentment on the part of some who want to address this in words of religion and faith and the gospel. But would you agree, Jim, that there are a lot of hungry-hearted and scared people who are waiting for a sure word from the church and from the believer?
Absolutely. And as they see the fright and they feel the fright that's out there, that's where we need to know that we really are mortal. None of us has tomorrow promised, whether it's a shooting or a traffic accident or some disease. That tomorrow's promised to none of us. And that's why the compassion and the grace, the good news of God's love in the church is so critical today. One good opportunity that we have from a tragedy like this is to show people that all of us have to be ready whenever our day comes, whenever our time comes. And the good news is that when you trust Christ in that moment, you receive eternal life. When you take your last breath here, you take your first breath there. When you close your eyes here, you open your eyes there. Jesus said, you're in my hand. No one can take you out of my hand. No matter what happens to you, you're in his hand and you're safe and you'll be home.
Good word. Thank you, my friend. I hope we can talk again soon.
Would enjoy it very much. God bless, Don. Take care.
Dr. Jim Dennison, and again, the website that you can check for his work and this column in particular, but all of the things they have to offer there, DennisonForum.org. DennisonForum.org. That's it for this hour here on The Don Kroah Show. Thanks for being with us.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily, 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changes.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.